which is for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a liberator, who is Christ the Lord. Now, Spirit of the living God, move within my heart, that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, be found acceptable in your sight. For you are my Lord, you are my strength, you are my Redeemer, Lord Christ, and it is in your name we pray these things. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, one and all. To everyone who is tuned in with us, as well as the congregation present, I bring greetings to you on behalf of our staff, clergy and staff, here at Holy Innocents. And what a joy it is to me, personally, to stand before you on this most holy of days, as we celebrate the incarnation of Jesus Christ, of God himself entering into our world, that we might have life and have it abundantly even here on earth. Now, usually we sing some of the most interesting of carols and hymns through this Christmas season. Often we hear these words as it was read in the gospel, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. We hear that word Savior rather than liberator. But I'm here to tell you that the word liberator and Savior, they are rooted in the very same Greek word, the original language of the New Testament. But the words, of course, have a very different meaning and a very different connotation in our English language. The word Savior definitely gives us the concept and idea for the forgiveness of our sins, no matter what they are, if we seek God's forgiveness, if we seek God's forgiveness. God canceling out our sin, but that word liberator, I find also is just as valid a word for our world that is in desperate need of liberation. You see, the word liberation has a different feel to it than the word Savior, because the word liberation promises more than just forgiveness. Liberation implies that when Christ enters into our lives, we are actually changed and altered. Forgiveness, in a rather crude way, implies that what we have done in the past is now forgiven and forgotten, but boy, are we ready to do it all again. Liberation is that power that sets us free from all of the destructive behaviors, the habits, the thoughts, all the things that we hold so close and dear in our soul, and turns us away from those sins as well. So on this Christmas day, I would like us to briefly focus on Jesus as liberator, and how the power of God's love can free us from what is unhealthy in our lives. Now, I would maintain, and I believe the scriptures are the foundation of this, that Jesus came to liberate us from many things. A few are more important, I think, and as a high churchman, this one rubs me, but I have to confess it, that he comes especially to relieve us from religious sentimentality, of what we might call a Christian Easter religion, where we get all caught up on the pieces and parts and the order and all the rest of it that we do, without allowing God in Christ to truly get a hold of us. We stay so caught up in the creatures and the habits, the things that we cling to. And so we end up with a faith that is 2 miles wide and maybe a half an inch deep. And so when the troubles of this world come, and they do come to each and every one of us, we get thrown topsy-turvy. We just don't know where and to whom we are going to turn to next. But you see, Jesus not only comes to save, Jesus comes to liberate us from all of these habits that have enslaved us, our own whims, our appetites, this whole ego thing that cripples us, to not only free us from painful paths, but also to set us free from all the mistakes that we are liable to make as we live out the rest of our lives. He comes as a liberator to especially free us from our fears, from disease, from the fear of death itself, from the fear of failure. This whole business of being afraid that you're growing old. I'll tell you what, my dad said I would be hung before I was 21 with a new rope. So here I am, 74, kind of defeating what he prophesied. To free us from our addictions that will dominate and so dominate our lives that it pulls down into the mire what would be a victorious Christian life. He comes to free us from silently believing that money or material things are going to bring us happiness. To free us from our anger, our sharp tongues, our sarcasm, our dreams of inflicting revenge on someone who we believe has hurt us, or maybe they have hurt us. That's who Jesus is. He comes as that great liberator to free us from all of that and for so much more. That positive changes can be made in each and every one of us, so that the world knows that Jesus Christ, ascended unto the Father, is still very, very active in this world through the lives of his children at this time. You see, whenever God in Christ is truly comes into our lives, he not only frees us from all the stuff that has crippled us and corrupted us in the past, which is great news, but he also makes it possible to move beyond that shallow, rather empty Christmas Easter faith, which becomes very tepid very quickly. And now, because we have freedom from all that junk that has been weighing us down, we are able to witness to the brokenness of our world and to those who are around us, both in and out of our families, to carry the message that Christ truly loved us enough to come into this world as a helpless infant. And yes, to die on the cross that we might have life eternal. And that is freedom. That's truly being cut free from those things who would tear and bring us down. And so it is, Christmas Day 2023, 2,000 plus years after the actual birth of Christ, when the angel choir was still proclaiming the truth, when it said, I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all people, for unto you is born a liberator, who is Christ the Lord. And I bid you, do not allow the tinsel and the lights, the glittering wrapping paper, and maybe even getting a Harley under your tree, dissuade you from where God in Christ is trying to take you. Take all of us fully into his bosom, setting us free as our liberator. Amen. To God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion, now and forevermore. Amen.